What if the perfect opportunity was actually a perfect trap? When Rosie and Chad inherit a multi-million dollar Park Avenue apartment from Chad's estranged cousin Ivan, it seems like their struggling life is about to transform. She's a true crime writer working on her second book. He's a talented actor waiting for his big break. The Windermere, a historic Art Deco building with marble floors and ornate details, represents everything they've ever wanted. But beneath its elegant facade, something sinister lurks. The building was constructed on the site of a burned church, has a history of suicides and murders, and according to some residents, houses the ghosts of its troubled past. When Rosie first visits their new home, she encounters Abby, an elderly doorman who's worked there since 1962, and experiences something inexplicable, a vision of a ghost boy with gouged out eyes in the basement. In their apartment, she discovers newspaper clippings about previous occupants Paul and Willa Winter, a novelist and Broadway dancer whose tragic story eerily parallels her own unfolding nightmare. Despite these warning signs, the allure of financial security and a fresh start blinds Rosie to the darkness gathering around them. The Windermere isn't just a building, it's a character with its own dark consciousness. Rosie meets an eclectic community, Charles and Ella Aldridge, whose son Miles died in an elevator accident in the 1960s, Miranda, the resident medium who claims the building is haunted, and Xavier, a mysterious young desk attendant. Flashbacks to 1963 introduce Willa Winter, trapped in an unhappy marriage to novelist Paul. When Miles Aldridge discovers Willa with her lover, she threatens him to keep quiet. The next morning, Miles is found dead at the bottom of an elevator shaft. This historical tragedy begins echoing through Rosie's life. Strange noises in the walls, feelings of being watched, and inconsistencies in the stories about the building. History doesn't just echo in places like the Windermere, Miranda warns Rosie. It repeats itself, looking for resolution. This observation grows more prophetic when Rosie notices Xavier wearing the same protective charm as Dana, Chad's estranged cousin who threatened legal action over the inheritance, despite Xavier claiming they'd never met. Just as Rosie discovers she's pregnant and feels hopeful about their future, tragedy strikes. Dana is found hanging in her studio wearing a silver hand pendant matching Chad's, and shortly after, Xavier's body is discovered on the sidewalk below the Windermere. The shock causes Rosie to collapse and miscarry. Detective Crow reveals disturbing connections. Dana was contesting Ivan's will, claiming Chad manipulated her father while on painkillers, allegations supposedly confirmed by hospice nurse Betty Cartwright, who has vanished. The detective also discloses Chad's past as the main suspect in his high school girlfriend's murder. While Rosie battles depression after her miscarriage, Chad's behavior grows increasingly suspicious. His alibis falter as strange connections emerge between Dana, Xavier, and the Aldridges. When Betty's body is found in the East River with a bashed skull and a gun is discovered hidden in their kitchen cabinets, Rosie's world crumbles. Looking at her sleeping husband, she wonders, have I been sleeping beside a monster all along? Desperate for answers, Rosie investigates with Arthur Alpern, an expert on haunted New York. She discovers Charles Aldridge descends from psychic mediums. His grandfather was an original Windermere owner, and his grandmother held seances in their apartment. Rosie's sister Sarah arrives unexpectedly, claiming a prophetic dream warned of danger. Their father, Preacher, had always claimed his daughters possessed special gifts. While Rosie chose education over spirituality, Sarah embraced their heritage. Sarah's tarot reading reveals the Fool in Rosie's past, the Lovers in reverse for her present, and Death representing transformation for her future. Detective Crow reveals Chad never checked into his claimed inn, and police have a warrant for his arrest. His colleague believes Chad is a sociopath and stone-cold killer who likely murdered his high school girlfriend and possibly his parents. Overwhelmed, Rosie returns to the Windermere where Charles and Ella Aldridge offer help. Their hospitality proves sinister when Ella drugs Rosie's soup, causing her to collapse as Abby arrives to help execute their plan.
When Rosie regains consciousness bound to her bed, the truth emerges. The Aldridges orchestrated everything. Their son, Miles, died after witnessing Willow Winter's affair with Abby. Ella told Paul Winter about his wife's infidelity, never imagining he would murder Willa and kill himself. Ivan outbid the Aldridges at auction for the apartment they expected to buy from Dana. Chad manipulated Ivan into leaving them the property instead. Their obsession with reclaiming the apartment stemmed from a desperate attempt to preserve their dead son's legacy. Escaping her captors, Rosie discovers a hidden basement room with monitors showing every apartment in the Windermere. They'd been watched all along. She finds Chad, Olivia, and her sister Sarah all captured. With her editor Max's timely arrival, police rescue them while the Aldridges and Abby are arrested. The case becomes a sensation as Charles, Ella, and Abby are convicted of conspiracy, drug dealing, and multiple murders. The evil eye charms connected the victims, revealing their pattern of eliminating anyone threatening their plans. 6 months later, Rosie's life has improved significantly. Her Windermere book is a bestseller. Chad's acting career is thriving, and they're trying for another baby. When Chad returns home unexpectedly, claiming communication issues, Rosie grows suspicious. Breaking news reveals that Nolan Wright, convicted of murdering Chad's high school girlfriend, has committed suicide in prison using fentanyl, the same drug used by the Aldridges, leaving a confession note. A text from Detective Crow confirms her fears. "We're coming for your husband. If you can get away, do it." In the climactic confrontation on the roof, Chad confesses everything, manipulating Ivan, killing Dana and Betty, and framing the Aldridges. Standing on the ledge, he tells Rosie she was the only good thing in his life, that loving her made him better. As police break through the door, he jumps, vanishing into the city lights below. The story closes with Rosie at her niece's baptism in the Ozarks, reflecting on her transformed life. She sold the Windermere apartment after a bidding war, and her book about the building's dark history has become a bestseller. Max remains by her side, a steady presence who supported her throughout her ordeal. Walking with her aging father by the river, Rosie finds peace. She carries both darkness and light now, Chad's betrayal alongside the strength she discovered and the power of trusting her instincts. Those ghostly warnings we often ignore, a chill in a warm room, a shadow in a mirror, an inexplicable sense of dread, might be our deepest wisdom protecting us. Rosie's evolution from skeptic to someone who trusts her perceptions reveals a truth. Sometimes we must traverse darkness to recognize our own light. Standing between past and future, she understands that while she can't change what happened, she can choose how to carry these experiences forward. Some foundations, truth, family, and self-trust, remain solid even when everything else crumbles.